We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us, as always, on the guest hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you're down in Tampa making your way home, and you saw what that was yesterday. I don't know how you describe that other than a thorough loss, pretty much a loss in every sense of it. What happens now? How do you keep that from being a multi-game loss? How do you keep that from keeping fan interest? That was just pathetic.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect a close game. I really didn't. We talked about it last week. This is a bad matchup for the Bears. It really was, and it, quite frankly, could have been worse. The Bucs didn't play very well on offense. When's the last time you saw Tom Brady fire off six incomplete passes in a row? But you did go into it hoping that the Bears would be able to take advantage of a secondary that's been banged up for the Bucs. The Bucs have been promoting guys off the practice squad, signing guys off the street, and then replacing some of the replacements. And the Bears weren't able to really move the ball through the air with any continuity at all. They were 2-for-11 on third down, so sustaining drives was an issue yet again. I believe they're 32nd in the league in third down conversions. You give a short field to Tom Brady. Six of the Bucs' 12 possessions started in Bears territory, five of them at the 40 or closer. Even when Tom Brady's not at his best, he's going to blow you away when that happens. And it's precisely what we saw, guys.
Brad, it's the seventh point on your 10 thoughts on ChicagoTribune.com, but it's what everybody will be talking about today. Barring a turnaround by an offense that has been moribund through seven games, you write, the organization could see significant change after the season. Could that happen during the season? And how difficult will it be for Matt Nagy and company to hold on to their jobs now?
Yeah, nobody's going to get fired after you go face the defending Super Bowl champions who are off to a 6-1 start and get the doors blown off the thing. And to, what are you accomplishing by making an in-season change, right? Do you have some option in the building right now that's going to spark a turnaround? Yeah, you know, that just doesn't seem it's a knee-jerk reaction type thing. It's the type of thing that, you know, obviously fans have been talking about for quite a while now. Nagy's already turned over play calling. I don't know what canning the head coach in late October, anytime in November, really in December is going to accomplish. You say give you a head start on a coaching search. Well, you don't need to get rid of the guy you've got to start doing your due diligence. if that's indeed what direction they want to go. But reality is, guys, there's 10 regular season games left. You know, an opportunity for Justin Fields and his offense to improve. But it's just, like I asked Nagy after the game yesterday, you know, I realize you haven't seen the film from the fifth start yet, yesterday's game. But, you know, where are the signs of progress just in terms of the passing game? And I think that stuff's difficult to find. And I get it. The offensive line is bad. Guess what? The offensive line was horrible in Cincinnati last year, guys. Terrible. Joe Burrow got sacked 22 times in his first five starts, and eventually he got his knee blown out behind that bad offensive line of the Bengals. But he was dropping dimes when he was healthy. He had three 300-yard games in his first five starts. And, you know, it seems like for Fields to get to 200, he's done it once. It's going to take a lot for that to happen with regularity.
I don't argue with what you're saying, Brad, because they are one game under 500, but this was such a total beating that the public opinion seems to have turned yet again, right? So Matt Nagy, the whole world wanted him fired, and then he somehow came back, and now it just seems like everyone has had enough of watching whatever they're trying to do on offense. And you know, he mentioned play action in the post game. They don't run play action very well. They don't do anything. They
Right. When he said that they do play action well, I was, you know, like, boy, let's look at the numbers on that because they're not good. Fields entering the game was completing about 53% of his passes in play action. It was better than what he was getting without play action in terms of yards per attempt and stuff, but they go with that second play of the game, and, you know, the Bucs hit him with a safety blitz. You get a free runner on the quarterback, get a sack. So there's just a lot for him to learn. He's got to get better. The guys around him have to play better, but you're looking for – guys, you are looking for flashes, okay? You want to see moments throughout these games, even when the game isn't particularly close. And I honestly think best-case scenario yesterday – it's like a 10-point game for the Bears, right? You know, if they go down and play well, I think they lose that game by 10 points. I really do. I think there's that much of a difference between the two teams right now. But you want to see these flashes. And, man, those are hard to find, guys. There were a couple nice passes to Darnell Mooney yesterday. There was a 22-yard shot over the middle to Cole Kmet that was nearly picked off, but a big play for that offense. But they're – you go through four quarters of football, and they're hard to find. You need to start discovering more of those.
So, Brad, you did a nice job of chronicling the top the last 30, I guess, since 2015 rookie starters passer ratings. Justin Fields is 26th. Mitch Trubisky, interestingly enough, was 18th. How much do you divide responsibility toward maybe what Justin Fields isn't doing well or doing right or needs to work on with the limitations in scheme, personnel, and the talent around him?
Yeah, I think you're checking all the boxes, right? You're wondering about the offense in general. You're wondering about the players he has around him. I've written it a couple times now. I mean, if you were silly enough to fall into that off-season trap of, hey, boy, look at how the Bears have gotten faster on offense. You weren't paying attention to the players they were bringing in, okay? They're bringing in some guys that'd be good for you in a track meet, not necessarily great for you in a football game, right? So they've sort of overvalued some of their skill position players, and it's all of the above. You know, Fields has got to be better, but, you know, you wonder – I wonder what it would be like to have a – candid, unvarnished conversation with a couple of those teams that were in front of the Bears that went a different direction. You know, on the outside looking in, you're thinking, hey, there's a quarterback fit there in the draft, right? So Fields has got a long ways to develop. At the bottom of that list, because what I did was, since 2015, I went and found rookie quarterbacks in their first five starts. So Mahomes isn't on the list because he only had one start. Right. But a guy right at the bottom of that list is Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. Looked lost and awful beginning his career in Buffalo and turned it around. A couple of the guys at the top of the list looked pretty damn good from the beginning and still look pretty damn good. And that's Justin Herbert, Deshaun Watson, when he can finally get on the football field again, whenever that's going to be, and Dak Prescott.
Yeah, here's the problem, I think, is that, you don't feel like everybody around quarterback to be able to develop him, whether that is the guys involved, the head coach, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach, the hundreds of quarterback coaches they have up there, or whether it's the players. You know, you just don't feel like they've put together enough infrastructure to have the guy succeed.
Well, they've had to spend a lot of resources on the position over and over and over again, and so the right. Hope at Hallis Hall, the belief is that Fields is going to be the guy that can put an end to that cycle, and they can turn their attention to those other positions to support him and to plug some holes and to make some improvements elsewhere. And again, he's got 5 starts now. They've got 10 games left. I mean, there is a ton of football ahead of him this season. And I liked his response yesterday when asked about, can you benefit from a game like this? And he's like, listen, every rep that you get when you're out there is an opportunity to learn and grow. And Nagy sort of used that in his explanation for why he didn't go to the bullpen for the Red Rifle, as Tony Romo thought might happen on the broadcast, that they might make a quarterback change in the second half. So they need him to learn. They need him to grow. And you just hope that, that they can expedite it a little bit and remain stout on defense, or otherwise they're going to go from 3-2 to now 3-4 and potentially worse than that with the schedule ahead, 49ers, Steelers, a bye week, and then the Baltimore Ravens.
Brad, before we let you get on your plane, any idea what Matt Nagy was referring to when he said the last couple of days they've become really close, for us to become as close the last 24 to 48 hours? I just trust and believe in them.
No idea. No, I did they bring in some kind of motivational speaker? I honestly, he said that and it's like, what, does the them dropping a bunch of guys to the reserve COVID list proved to be some galvanizing point for the locker room? That's kind of a stretch when you think about it, in my opinion. I don't know. He didn't really expand on that at all, but he seems to believe that this isn't the kind of loss that's going to snowball on him. Remember when they played Rodgers and Brady back-to-back in 2014, it was actually Brady and then Rodgers, they had the 50 burgers hung on them in consecutive games, and that was really the end of the Mark Trestman era. So they didn't get a 50 burger yesterday. They were within, 10 points of Rodgers a week ago. They've got to get better offensively, guys.
Yeah, there's no shadow of a doubt about that, Brad. And, I guess maybe the galvanizing factor is they had everyone hurt. I don't know. Listen, catch your flight. Thank you, buddy. Great catching
up. Thanks, Brad. Yep.
Have a great day, guys.
You too.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs, football man of the Chicago Tribune. David, we're going to talk about that. What the heck that meant? We'll do that in the pick six. But I got to tell you, I just don't know. I don't know what the hell he's saying sometimes, and I can't decide if it is just word salad. If it is, it is a really difficult translation to make. Is he trying to save his job by saying that? I don't know what it means.
It's setting up the narrative that here they go again, clinging to this idea that they build character through a losing streak, and how last year the highlight of the season, it seemed, was, boy, they survived that 6-game losing streak. Look how strong we are and what resolve we have. You know what I'd rather see? Them avoid these losing streaks. They avoid these plummeting depths that they're falling into. My goodness, that was, I think I referred to it in my column as oratorical ambiguity on purpose.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.